Claire Ann Taylor's voice grew out of the Tarkine region of Tasmania. It has a deep, raspy, woody texture, just like the Huon pine trees or the Myrtle Beach trees that grow there. She grew up in the wilderness playing a beaten-up old guitar, handed down from sibling to sibling. The environment and music have both remained a constant in her life. Claire and her bandmates Beau Thomas and Louis Gill are joining me now in the studio. Welcome to you all.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Claire, I've really been enjoying reading all of the adjectives that music reviewers and websites have been using to describe your voice. They are, but not limited to, earthy, organic, raw, real, soulful, smoky, velvety, tough, tender, textured, and like whiskey and cigarettes. Do you start to feel like less of a person and more like a Digger station menu?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like all of those are accurate in their own way. There's a lot of different textures and that going on vocally, and yeah, I like it when people draw on their tastes and things to describe things.
It's a bit like synesthesia, you know, it's what you taste and what comes through your ears. It's almost the same thing. I want to ask about your second, your album, All the Words. This was recorded in a little wood cabin in the Huon Valley in Tasmania. Beau and Louis, how did those surroundings influence the music, do you think?
Well, it was very relaxed, which was lovely. It was just in Claire's lounge room. And the engineer, producer, he had his dog with him, and it was really relaxed. It was nice.
Claire's place is very relaxed. It's a beautiful 20-acre block, and there's a awesome river running through it, so whenever you need a break you can just jump out, and there's a little sauna there that Claire's husband made, and it's great going from that into the icy cold water. It's a really, really fun way to refresh in between takes.
Yeah, it's a very peaceful environment.
I read, Claire, that you like gardening, and of course you like being connected to nature. You grew up in the rainforest. What happens when you're not around it? I mean, you're sitting in the concrete jungle with me right now. Do you feel like a part of you's not there or not able to be yourself?
Well, I thought coming back to Sydney, I would feel a little bit, you know, like get me out of here. But I'm actually really loving it, and I think that surprised me a bit because, you know, I guess growing up in the bush and then now living back there again, you think like, is it going to be, you know, strange going to all these cities and will I get that sense to just run and hide in a cave somewhere? But no, so far I'm really loving it. I guess, you know, we don't always get the chance to be here with all this beautiful food and vintage clothes stores. So it's pretty fun just exploring the place.
I read that early footage of Tom Waits was something that inspired you, particularly perhaps your vocal kind of take. Is that true or have I misread it?
Oh, no, that's very true. I'm a big Tom Waits fan, and I just love the way he's not afraid to sort of go between very different voices, you know. Like sometimes he has the most gentle approach and other times he's quite growly, and it depends on what the song calls for, and I really love the way he does that.
We're going to be hearing some music. We're going to hear Swallowing Stones. What can you tell me about this one?
This song, it came from actually losing a friend a few years ago, and I had a moment to sort of grieve on my own. So my parents were looking after my little one, and I went out into this little cabin on their property, and just for the first time I had a moment to really cry and let it all out. And this song just came out from that. So yeah, I guess it's a song of grieving a dear friend.
Can't wait to hear it. Claire Ann Taylor and her band, Beau Thomas and Louis Gill, are in the studio. This is a song from their latest album, Giving It Away, here on RN Drive.
Here we were, waving our swallowing stones. Sometimes
If you weren't a fan of Claire Ann Taylor before, you certainly are now. She's playing with her band in the Radio National Studios here on RN Drive. That was Swallowing Stones off the new album, Giving It Away. Absolutely beautiful stuff. Thank you so much. Let me ask you about the new album, Giving It Away. What's the meaning of that? What are you giving away apart from your beautiful, beautiful music?
Well, it's a bit of a loaded question in a way, because I guess... It goes back to a few years ago when my little son, who was only a baby at the time, was diagnosed with this rare neurological condition called Angelman syndrome. And it was one we'd never heard of before getting the diagnosis.
What does it mean for him and for you and your lives together?
It's really massive, actually. Like, he's 3.5, and at this stage he can't walk, and we don't know whether he will learn to walk. We're pretty confident he won't learn to talk, because most individuals with Angelman syndrome don't talk. And yeah, it's like, you know, seizures and really crazy insomnia, and it's a really complex syndrome, and it means like my husband and I are going to be his carers for as long as we can. And so it was a massive one to digest and to come to terms with. And I remember feeling like at the time I would have to give away music, because I couldn't see how on earth I was going to keep being a musician and care for my son with such high needs. But I realized that, right now I need music more than ever to get me through these challenges, because music has become my therapy, and it's the way that I, release all this kind of grief and anger and Yeah, so it's, you know, I remember writing this song, which ended up being the title track from the album, Giving It Away. I was sitting down at the piano one night and my parents were looking after my son and I was just like howling all of my pain into the piano. And I remember feeling as though, you know, that song, there was like, it's a giving away of my innocence in a sense, because when you learn something so big like that and you have such a big life change, you realize that, you know, everything doesn't always work out. I think I had this sort of like rose-tinted view of the world before getting the diagnosis. Like I sort of thought that everything would just work out, and then and receiving that news, it just hardened me a little. And yeah, I think there was a real giving away of my innocence and that childlike wonder that, you know, I looked at the world with. So it ended up feeling like a really fitting title for the album, because, you know, so many of the songs either like not directly talk about that, but some do, and others, like, you can definitely feel the emotion in them is coming from that place.
Yeah, there's definitely that sense of grief and coming to terms with all of the things you've been coming to terms with. The end result really is very special, and so special to get to hear it live in the Radio National Studios. You're going to be playing For Old Time's Sake. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, this song, I guess like earlier this year, I kind of, last year, I kind of had this realization that, you know, if my husband and I are going to get through this next massive chapter, like we need to give each other a lot of kindness. And it's not always easy, because, you know, you take out all your anger and emotions and frustrations on the people closest to you often. So, you know, like that reminder that to give you a little bit of kindness when things get hard, it was, it was like an epiphany for me at one point. And and this story sort of it is a story about like my husband and I, and it's talking a little bit about you know, the future and knowing, you know, because it talks about like, I'm gonna love you till I'm crazy, till my memory forgets me and my marbles roll away. Well, I think I've probably lost a marble or two already, but I feel like...
You start with quite a few of them, luckily. You know, you're coming down from a high number. So you got, like a cat's nine lives, you got a few more left. Let's roll the dice.
But, you know, like, I guess, you know, my Nana Claire, she had dementia, and I'd feel like maybe that's going to happen to me one day, but... yeah, just that, I guess, like declaration of saying like, we're going to get through this, even though it has been hard times. And so that's what this song is about.
Absolute honour to have you playing in the studio. Musician Claire Ann Taylor has been my guest. She's supported by bandmates Louis Gill on bass and Beau Thomas on drums. And you'll want to get to one of their shows. She's touring around New South Wales and Queensland between April the 18th and May the 10th. Let's hear For Old Time's Sake. Claire and Taylor here on RN Drive. Great to see you all.
Thank you so much, Andy. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much.
Oh, my darling, I know I haven't said it lately, but I'm gonna love you. Till my memory forgets me and my marbles roll away. Thank you. said it lately, but I'm gonna love you till I'm crazy, till my memory forgets me.
You've been listening to a podcast of The Drawing Room with me, Andy Park. For more great conversations, search for The Drawing Room on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.